Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is John Batchelor. Who is Andre Belousov, the new appointed defense minister in the Russian Federation? An economist. Why? I speak to Katrina Vandenhove, my colleague. She's the editorial director of The Nation magazine, very well informed of Russian matters. Traveled back and forth to Russia for many decades. And my Kremlinologist, who is Andre Belousov. Much more important is what was his role as an economist before moving into the defense post in the cabinet in Russia. And what does this mean about Russia going forward? It's everything for the front motto these last years, building weapon systems and using the defense industry to balance out the losses in the economy. Also, demand for labor. Everybody needs workers in Russia, shortages everywhere, labor prices, labor costs very high. And they need more and more labor. So Andre Belousov, what does his portfolio mean? The economy, yes, but what about it? Katrina Vandenhove, editorial director of The Nation, reflecting on changes in the Kremlin. Once upon a time, this was called Kremlinology. Now it's just news releases and follow the bouncing ball. More of this later. Thank you.
Well, he's made a name for himself as a proponent of squeezing funds from the state's top earners, mining and metallurgy giants, to increase government reserves. I think he's a statist in the sense that Putin came in, and it's hard to remember, but as a creature of Berezovsky the oligarch, but turned on the oligarchs quickly, seeking their support of the state. He saw the looting that had happened under Yeltsin. Of course, Putin's created his own oligarchs. But there is a belief in the importance of the state, especially as war can ravage it. So I think there's a sense of that that is playing a big role.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Anyone plus terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.